All right, it's a sad day, this day in B'nai Ashurin. I want to say a few words tonight about Rabbi Macy Gordon, Rabbi Moshe Aram, and Rabbi Schneer Avram, the founding rabbi of B'nai Ashurin, who died earlier today. His levaya is tomorrow afternoon in Beit Shemesh. So Rabbi Gordon was the founding rabbi. Of course, there are people who always quibble with that because as a technical matter, he wasn't the first rabbi of the shul. But in terms of founding as the Mekim, not the Mamtzi, but the Mekim, the one who established the shul and put the shul on the map, there's no doubt that it's Rabbi Gordon. Without him, we would not be where we are today. And without him, Teaneck would not be where it is today. I got to know him really over the last two-plus decades. He's a person of tremendous vision and tenacity and personal will and strength of character, and you need all that to accomplish what he accomplished in life. So Bilam says at the end of the first series of brachos that he gives the Jewish people in the Seder this week, Tomos nafshi mos yisharim, let my soul die the death of the yisharim, the death of the upright, usiyach risikamo, and let my end be like them. So Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim, of course, the Gemara says that the Yisharim here are the Avos, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. The Avos are always referred to as Yisharim. And in context, the person who establishes something that endures has to be a Yosher as well. He has to have a direction. He has to know what he wants and where he's going. But the simple pshat, Tamos Nafshi Mos Yisharim, is that the Yisharim are us, Klal Yisrael. Literally, Yisrael's Yashar Kel, Yisharei Kel, the straight ones of God. To be a Yashar means to be straight, to be upright, to not deviate at all. And for sure, Rabbi Gordon always told it like it was. He was a person of MS, and he always said what had to be said. As a teacher, I never had him as a teacher. I think some people here did, and they joined the shul regardless. As a teacher, he had a ritcha darais about him. He had a passion in teaching, but not in the shul, from what I've heard. In B'nai Ashurin, there was really no ritcha darais. It wasn't that the ferocity that might exist when a person is teaching high school students, because it simply doesn't work in a shul of adults. And it certainly can't work if the attempt is to build a community. So how then was a community built? It was built really one family and one person at a time. And I heard from him, Rabbi Gordon would teach, of course, but he would also plead, and he would cajole, and he would do what he could to ensure that more families moved in, that guests come, young people came, they'd see that there can be life on this side of the Hudson River as well. And look what happens. I mean, again, it's before, I think, the time of most of us here. Not all, but most. I remember him telling me that in the 60s, that a sign-up sheet for Myriv. Because people would... What's that? In the 70s. All right, even more. In the sign-up sheet for Myriv, all right? Because someone had a chiyuv and they wanted to make sure there's a minion. So people would sign up and make sure they'd have 10 people every night. So now we don't have a sign-up sheet for Myriv. We have 4, 5, 6, 7 Maravos every night. I mean, think about the change that this suggests. And of course, not to mention the Minyanim and the Shiurim and everything else that went into building a town, including the Erev, the Mikvah, and everything. And there are Kehilos that were started around a similar time as that of Teaneck that really did not fare as well. And whatever the reason was, I think it's a tribute to Rabbi Gordon that Teaneck was successful as it was. Personally, I benefited from the relationship with him tremendously over the years. Before he became more ill in the last few years, he would come, as you recall, to Teaneck 2-3 times a year, visit his children here as well. And we'd always get together when he was here. When I visited Israel, remember a few times we met in a hotel lobby for drinks, soda, nothing exotic. And we would talk, we would catch up, and he always had a special love for B'nai Ashurin. You know, he accomplished a lot in life at MTA, and even in his career in Israel, he was involved in Just One Life and the Council of Young Israel Rabbis, but really his heart was always on Bnei Yeshur, and we would talk, we would catch up. He always knew mi v'mi aholchim, you know, who was involved, who were the troublemakers, who was active for the shul. He always knew the people that could be relied upon in order to facilitate a growth, a development of the shul. And such knowledge, especially when I came here over 20 years ago, 22 years ago, almost 23 years ago now, it was indispensable. And a lot of the personalities were the same as well. So Bilam said, Tamos nafshi mos yesharim, let my soul die the death of the upright, usehi achrisi kamohu, and let my achris, let my end be like theirs as well. What's the end? So Chassam Sofer and others say that the righteous always have an achris. They always leave the world, or they never leave the world, without having left something behind as a monument to what they achieved in the world. And that's really what Bilam wanted. Bilam wanted a legacy. He wanted posterity. He wanted to have a share of eternity. In fact, coming from his world, a world of paganism, a world of corruption, a world of the abject material, what Bilam wanted when he glimpsed through Nevuah what the Jewish people are and could be, so he wanted that type of yashrus, and especially that type of achris as well. In terms of achris, Rabbi Gordon had that. He had that achris, he had that legacy through his children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren as well, but he especially had it and has it through us. And all our tfilos and all our maisim tovim and all the Talmud Torah that we learn here should be a zchus for him for eternity as well. Like I said at the outset, if not, but for what he accomplished in Bnei Yeshurun and in Teaneck, so we would not have the Makom Torah and the Makom Tefillah and the Kehillah Kedosha that we have today. And that's the greatest tribute to him. Yehi Zichro Baruch. Kaddish Rabbanim.